Oh, that sounds nice. Well, we want to say good morning to Jacob Dylan, who's singer-songwriter from the band The Wallflowers, with a new album called Women and Country, here in the studio. Good morning to you.
How are you?
Your lineage needs no explanation. Musical royalty.
We got it by now.
It's
stories out.
Right? It's either a burden or a fabulous asset. But first of all, do you love the fact that we have like the old Wallflowers?
Yeah, that is
in our archives.
That is very vintage Wallflowers. I haven't heard that in ages.
Trip down memory lanes there.
That's nice.
You know, this new album, though, Women and Country, intriguing title, but it feels to me in the music of it as something like a diary. These are reflections or things that you're grasping for musically that feel very personal and a kind of an observed sense of America in this music.
I think that would be right. They're not so personal as in their autobiographical, but I think these kinds of stories are topical and unavoidable right now.
And needed? Are you moved by a sense of we need to hear this kind of stuff now?
I'm driven just by I need songs that I can sing that I feel are topical.
Well, let's listen to Something Good This Way Comes.
Well, got my window open wide. I got my window open wide. I got a good woman by my side. I got a good woman by my side.
Now, simplicity, a kind of a sense of authenticity. I'm sort of in the car there with you, if that is a car that you're riding.
Yeah. I'm kind of into streamlining. I think I could have, in the past, I may have put a few more words in than necessary. I'm kind of trying to be a little more economical these days.
I'm really intrigued by your collaboration on this album with T-Bone Burnett, who it seems I'm such a gigantic fan of his, partly because he goes for the center of something. It seems like the projects that he takes on, whether they're his own or whether he's collaborating with someone, is really about what do you exactly mean to say, and let's go there and spend the whole album there. What was that like?
Well, I've worked with T-Bone throughout the years a couple different times, and he just really has something that's unique and kind of special that I think a lot of artists would have a hard time really defining for you what it is. But it's very easy to get confused and lose the plot when making records, and he's got some kind of magic touch for keeping people right on course and bringing out, you know, the essence of what it is that they really want to do.
How do you talk, though, about a plot in a record in these times of podcasting and time shifting and iTunes and maybe they're not going to hear it in sequence, that sort of thing? How do you keep that straight these days?
I don't know that I do. Keep it straight. But T-Bone, you know, my experience working with him is he kind of does do it in the traditional sense, and I'm sure he could do it any way required. But I've messed with some of that, and some of that is worthwhile. But I do like the more traditional way of when I started of going into studios and setting up and doing it, you know, with the appropriate amount of time. The idea of doing it at home and collaborations of sending files back and forth to people just kind of doesn't move me very much. It doesn't sound very collaborative, and it's too isolated. So I like that he's maintaining that traditional way of recording and making records.
And there's a certain magic to it as well. Forgive me if you'll allow me to preface a question by making a reference to something your dad said on 60 Minutes when he was interviewed by Ed Bradley, I believe, talking about some of the early songs. He turned to Ed Bradley and he said, "Yeah, where did that stuff come from? I have no idea." And I wonder if this song of yours gives you an impression like that.
So long ago, I don't remember when. That's when they say I lost my only friend. Well, they said she died easy of a broken heart disease. So I listened through the cemetery trees.
I know what I was doing when I first heard that song. There's a quality of kind of capturing a certain magic when you come upon a song like that, listening back to it. Do you know where you were at, or was it pure?
I was at my kitchen table. I do remember.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't have a studio. I didn't have a place to work. And, we were actually ready to go in and make a record, that record, Bringing Down the Horse with T-Bone. And we had all our songs together, and I was, you'll hear people mention that sometimes they just don't think they're quite ready yet. And I knew we were all rehearsed and ready to go, but I had a hunch that we were just kind of missing one song, and that was the last one that came out. You hear that, you know, people tell that story a lot.
Back up a second. That's great.
You know, people tell that story a lot. I always think they're lying. But we were going in a few days, and I was still stumbling for one more song.
I had a hunch we'd need one more song.
I had a feeling.
You nailed it.
That was the last time I had a feeling.
Yeah, that was my other question. Let's get back to this new album, Women and Country. Tell me about this song here.
And nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Nothing, nothing, nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Nothing, nothing, and nothing but the whole wide world to gain.
Now I could sort of moronically kind of list influences, voices, senses that I hear in there, but it's really, again, back to the simplicity, nothing but the whole wide world.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this album called Women and Country?
I think those two things kind of one way or another motivate not just us, but the entire world. And I know they motivated all the songs on this record, but I found that just about anything I was stretching out to write about could be traced back to the qualities that those two things bring out in everybody, you know, the good and the bad. I want to hear your moronic influence ideas, though.
Well, no, you got some Springsteen in there.
Right.
You got
okay.
some, yeah, okay. I mean, it's moronic,
yeah.
Right? There you go.
No,
was I right?
Yeah, I love to be called Springsteen on your radio program, John.
But seriously, it seems like a plot in this album, in this record, has something to do with these times, the recession, the economic hardships. You know, we tell these stories without a backbeat, without mm-hmm. a guitar accompaniment every day on this program.
Yeah, well, I respond to music like that. But, you know, that's what works for me, and that's when I'm trying to come up with 10, 15 new songs to record. Those songs move me, and they keep me interested and motivated to keep singing them for years. And if I do them correctly, I think that they'll be effective not just today but in a few more years or longer. But I do think there's great sense of there's great purpose for all kinds of music. This is just the stuff that I think interests me and moves me to keep doing more.
Just thinking about your lineage, the idea that you write songs with the idea that they're going to be around for longer than just, you know, the duration of the album. I mean, in your case, with the name Dylan, that's a brave path to be going down, it seems to me.
Well, I'm just hoping, that's all, you know? I could be wrong, but I think that's... I've written a lot of songs and I've, you know, I've sang 5 years later and I've lost touch with them in one way or another, and so that's not always attainable, but I'm aware of that. And if I want to continue playing and being out there, having a catalog is really important, and having a lot of material to draw back from is a big asset. And I've been doing it for a long time, so I kind of want to spend my time doing songs that I want to sing in the future.
So it is like a diary, in a sense.
Long sort term. Of.
Yeah. In a moronic kind of
way. In a moronic,
interview.
Kind of simplistic
yeah,
kind way. Of way.
Yeah, yeah. It's beautiful. You know, I can't wait till you come back.
I'm on my way already.
You're going to say I told you so. I never should have let you go. Ain't it funny that here we are?
That track is called Smile When You Call Me That, off of Jacob Dylan's second solo album, Women and Country. It's in stores now. We thank Jacob for stopping by the studio this morning.
Sounds like his mood was relatively laid back. And I'm,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll see if people are...
This guy with four kids, and he's that laid back.
I know, as opposed to neurotic like the rest of us. But we want to capture the mood of the country tomorrow on Election Day. After you've cast your vote, we want you to answer one simple question for us. How do you feel? You can get that message to us in a number of ways. You can record your message using the Takeaway iPhone app. If you don't have the app, text the word DECIDE to 69866. You can even find your closest polling station by doing that. That's DECIDE to 69866. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.